The Spring's Prospective Plantings Report shows corn acreage intentions are down 4% from a year ago, while soybean acreage is up 6%. Meanwhile, wheat acres are down 1%. Deputy American Farm Bureau Chief Economist John Anderson.
Soybeans were higher than trade expectations, and corn was below trade expectations in general. I mean, neither of those numbers were a huge miss. If you look at sort of the average pre-report estimates, beans were above their average estimate and corn was below the average, but both were within the range that somebody was calling for.
2014 corn planted area estimated at almost 92 million acres. While it's the lowest in 4 years, it would still be the fifth largest U.S. planting acreage since 1944.
Last year we planted a little less than 95.5 million. And we got to keep that number in context, too. I mean, 2013 plantings were lower than I think people really wanted to plant. We had a lot of prevented planting acres last year because of some weather in parts of the Midwest.
Anderson says the price relationship between corn and soybean futures is prompting the switch to soybeans. Soybean planted area is pegged at a record 81.5 million acres. He says the question now is whether farmers will follow through on these intentions.
We are in this business, as everybody in this business knows, to a large extent at the mercy of the weather. And despite all the technology that we have and despite the tremendous technological capabilities that we have when it comes to planting, we still are at the mercy of the weather to a large extent.
That's the early big picture of what growers are planning for the season ahead. Now it's on to weather watching to see if planting can follow through along with the projected course.